time once again for Community Forum, and we are very lucky to have with us live in the studios this morning, Duff Badgley. In 2008, Duff Badgley ran for governor as the candidate of the Green Party of Washington State. He is the founder of One Earth Climate Action Group, a Pacific Northwest organization opposed to false climate solutions. Founder of Climate SOS, a national coalition of environmentalists and scientists opposed to false climate solutions like carbon trading and offsets. And founder of No Biomass Burn, a group dedicated to fighting biomass incinerators in Washington State. And he is here to talk about a biomass incinerator located here in Seattle, just a couple blocks from Place Market. Duff, thank you very much for coming in and spending time with us this morning.
It's good to be here, Mike.
So start out and tell us about this incinerator that's located near Pike Place Market.
Yeah, Seattle Steam threatens to turn downtown Seattle into a lethal pollution zone. They have one biomass incinerator burning right now, 24/7, 365, a block south of Pike Place Market that is burning waste wood. Wood is dirtier than coal combustion in three key pollutants: carbon dioxide, which stokes climate change, nitrogen oxide, which causes asthma in children, and deadly particulate matter. So what they are burning right now, what the pollution they are putting out in the air on the Seattle waterfront right next to Pike Place Market is lethal pollution from burning waste wood. Further, they plan a huge natural gas-fired incinerator right off Pioneer Square. We're fighting that one also. Because of its size, it would be horribly polluting, again, in CO2, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter. So we fighting one current biomass incinerator from Seattle Steam, and we're fighting a second one proposed by them. If they are able to get approval for the one off Pioneer Square, and if they are not forced to stop burning wood in their Seattle Steam Pike Place Market incinerator, downtown Seattle will become a lethal pollution zone. This is a big story, as big as the tunnel.
So give us a little bit more history about the facility near the Pike Place Market, Seattle Steam's facility there. It didn't always burn wood?
That's right. Seattle Steam has been a fixture in Seattle since 1893, when it started burning coal and providing steam heat to downtown buildings. It still does. Seattle Steam does provide steam heat to some 200 buildings on First Hill in downtown. The beginning of the 20th century, they burned coal, then they switched to natural gas. 2 years ago, they started phasing in wood. As I said, wood, according to studies accepted by the EPA, is dirtier in key pollutants than coal. So they have thrown back to something that they were burning 100 years ago, but even worse. And we are seeing alarming evidence from people who live in the Pike Place Market neighborhood that since they went, Seattle Steam converted to burning 80% wood in this incinerator at the beginning of this year, 2011, we're getting reports of increased respiratory illnesses from people who live in the area and reports of unusual dust collecting in their apartments. At this point, the evidence is anecdotal, but we're really concerned about it, and it's consistent with the science that shows particulate matter is a killer. According to the American Lung Association, Mike, this is American Lung Association now, particulate matter is so toxic that it can kill on the very day as exposure. And many of the people that we're working with are disabled, already have compromised lungs, so they are at high risk from death from the pollution that Seattle Steam is putting out by Pike Place Market right now.
All right. I want to get back to that. I have right here an article about Seattle Steam's turbines. This is from the Times from 2009. And in this, they're announcing that they're switching over to natural gas.
No, that's incorrect. They had been burning natural gas for a number of years. They're switching now, almost completely switched from natural gas to burning waste wood in their Pike Place Market incinerator. The incinerator they're proposing, the huge $80 million, 50-megawatt incinerator they're proposing by Pioneer Square, would burn natural gas. But due to its immense size, 50 megawatts, it's a giant, it would be horribly polluting as well.
So I know here in the city that we regularly see on the news during the weather report about burn bans. Will this facility be required to shut down during burn bans?
Absolutely not. They are exempt from burn bans by regulatory evil. The permit process, we will show you, is not a friend of the people. The permit process, including Puget Sound Clean Air Agency that permits and authorizes Seattle Steam, protects the polluter. The permit process protects the polluter, not the people. And so we're organizing in Seattle right now, as we've been organizing for the last 2 years across the Olympic Peninsula and all the way down to Longview, against biomass incinerators. This is a grassroots issue. We have thousands of people in our coalition, ranging from Southwest Washington and Longview all the way up to the northwest corner in Port Angeles. Thousands of people. In Mason County alone, 10% of the registered voters signed our petition to oppose biomass incinerators. So when ordinary folks understand the lethal threat that these biomass incinerators pose, they get outraged, they get active, and they get organized, and they fight back.
So expand more on your statement that burning wood is more lethal or dirtier than coal, because that just doesn't seem to I mean, if you just heard that the first time, it didn't register with me.
That's right, Mike. A lot of people have a very steep learning curve. Due to environmental activism over the last 10 years, correctly, most people in the United States now identify coal as a very, very dirty source. Not as many people know that wood is even worse on three key pollutants. Carbon dioxide per unit of energy produced. Burning wood releases more CO2, stoking climate change, than burning coal. Further, nitrogen oxides. Nitrogen oxides cause asthma in children and cause ground-level ozone. Again, burning wood emits more nitrogen oxides than burning coal does. And the real killer is particulate matter, which we call PM. Per unit of energy produced, the studies flat out show, and the industry's own emissions data show, that burning wood emits more particulate matter pollution than burning coal. So the question for Seattle is, would we tolerate a coal-burning plant a block south of Pike Place Market? People would shout, no, of course not. But yet, we have something that's worse than coal right now, polluting our air, making people sick, and very likely killing people. Consider this irony. One of the client buildings heated by Seattle Steam is Virginia Mason up on First Hill. Virginia Mason is a hospital dedicated to curing illness and preventing death. Well, Seattle Steam creates the pollution downtown on the waterfront by Pike Place Market that makes people ill, kills people, and, you know, those people, some of them will go to Virginia Mason for treatment. So it's a closed loop. Seattle Steam sickens the people, and then they go to Virginia Mason, served by Seattle Steam Heat, to get treatment. And that's got to stop. We've got to break this vicious cycle. Seattle Steam is a dinosaur from the 19th century that has no place in the 21st century. Our goals are threefold. Number one, we're going to stop the Seattle Steam proposed incinerator for Pioneer Square before it even gets started. That's our goal for that one. For the existing highly polluting lethal incinerator next to Pike Place Market, we first are demanding that they stop burning wood. And number two, that all their 200 client buildings be converted to electrical heat provided by Seattle City Light. Seattle City Light, as you know, is a publicly owned, not-for-profit utility that is 91% powered by hydropower. Now, hydropower is radically lower in emissions than any combustion source because it doesn't involve burning. And we could radically reduce emissions in Seattle, carbon dioxide and particulate matter emissions in Seattle, by converting Seattle Steam client buildings to hydropower from Seattle City Light. And we cut out the profit motive. Right now, really large profits, hundreds of millions of dollars would be generated of revenue from the Pioneer Square incinerator to go to the privately owned, family-owned Seattle Steam business. This is a for-profit business. Compare that to Seattle City Light, which is owned by you and me, the public, no profit.
So does this Seattle Steam facility for its incinerators, does it have special new technology and or like scrubbers supposedly to clean up the smoke coming out of it?
Yeah, it has what they call, for a particular matter, it has a, what they call a baghouse, which is a filter fabric pollution control technology. But it can't stop the smallest, most lethal particulate matter called nanoparticulate matter. There is no technology to stop nano PM, none, and it is so small that it passes through our lungs and our alveoli into our bloodstream where it attacks us systemically. There's no technology to stop it. The permit process doesn't touch it. It's completely unregulated, and no defenses in our body can stop nano PM, not the blood-brain barrier, not the placenta. So PM is being implicated in more and more congenital conditions and defects because of its threat to the fetus and to pregnant women.
And I believe there's three categories for particulate matter?
Yeah, there are. In descending order of size, there's particulate matter 10, particulate matter 2.5, and then the nanos. The largest are the least lethal. They're still very, very dangerous. When you see a diesel truck accelerating up a hill and it belches out a cloud of black smoke out its tailpipe, that black smoke is laden with PM10. It's the coarsest and the least lethal. PM2.5 is a major, major health hazard, which the American Heart Association and others agree is inadequately regulated by current permit regulations. And then the nano PM, the most lethal, the most insidious, the most ubiquitous, is completely unregulated by the permit process. The only way to stop PM, the only way to stop it, is to stop the combustion source. Don't burn. And that's what we're about. We're about to shut down Seattle Steam.
So they're burning wood. Where are they getting this wood from?
They're getting it from Seattle. They incentivize killing trees in Seattle. When a lot is cleared or a tree is killed, taken down for any reason in the city of Seattle, very likely that tree will end up being burned in the Seattle Steam plant. And they also use demolition debris and construction debris. I'm a veteran of 30 years in construction, and I know there's no such thing as clean construction debris. It's laden with all kinds of chemicals, like dioxins, mercury, and asbestos. All those chemicals that are locked up in the wood, once Seattle Steam burns them, they're released to the atmosphere. And so they pose a threat all over again to anybody who breathes in Seattle.
And have you guys done any air sampling near this facility?
There are none. One of the huge frustrations is that there are no air quality monitors anywhere near the Seattle Steam plants. The nearest one is on 9th and Bourne, and it's totally inadequate to measure the quality of air near this Seattle Steam incinerator by Pike Place Market. So that's one issue. We need to get a downtown air monitor, but really our goal is to shut off the combustion source, because until and unless the combustion source is eliminated, we're going to be breathing this horribly lethal nanoparticulate matter. And there are no scrubbers at all for CO2. There is no control technology to stop CO2. And burning wood is worse than burning coal. You know, consider the irony. The state and the TransAlta coal burner, the last coal-fired power plant in Washington in Centralia, recently hammered out an agreement over the next 10 years to phase out and shut down TransAlta. Why? Because coal is so horribly polluting. Well, we are actually promoting and allowing something that's worse than coal right by Pike Place Market. So we're out to correct that situation.
So what are the regulatory agencies that would focus on this particular facility?
Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, PSCAA, was until 5 years ago called Puget Sound Air Pollution Agency. You can see how they propagandize. And that is they changed their name from Air Pollution Agency to Clean Air Agency. to try to convince the people that they were protecting the people. The opposite is the case. They harm the people by protecting the polluter. The public is routinely shut out of a meaningful participation in the permit process until the fix is in, until PSCAA and Seattle Steam cook the numbers enough to make sure that they come in under thresholds that would trigger more expensive pollution controls or shut them down entirely. And then only then, once there is an agreement between Puget Sound Clean Air Agency and Seattle Steam, will it be opened up later this summer or early fall to public comments. So right now we are exerting political pressure of various kinds. We've met with the mayor's director of sustainability. We've met with two city council members in Seattle. We are talking with physicians right now. The medical community has, around the country and around the state, has been key allies of ours, because the medical community understands how lethal the threat is by burning wood, like Seattle Steam is doing right now next to Pike Place Market. But if we are passive, if we don't exert extreme political pressure in every form we can, then Puget Sound Clean Energy will rubber stamp the renewal of the permit that is on the table right now for Seattle Steam, and we will be forced to breathe this lethal stuff from Seattle Steam for the next 5 years. So we have an opportunity right now to stop the wood burning in the Seattle Steam highly polluting incinerator by Pike Place Market. Further, right now is the time to tell the permit agencies that we will not tolerate the Pioneer Square incinerator as well. That's up for a permit also.
And where is the Pioneer Square one located at?
It's at 633 Post Avenue. It's a block. It's between Pioneer Square and the waterfront. When you take a ferry into the Coleman Dock Ferry Terminal in downtown, you can see all three smokestacks. Dead ahead, a little bit to the left of the Smith Tower, is the smokestack from the old Seattle Steam incinerator by Pioneer Square. A little bit to the north, off to your left, as you look at the city from the water, are the two smokestacks right by Pike Place Market.
All right. And do they have to go through an EIS or the equivalent of that?
The Pioneer Square one has gone through an EA, environmental assessment, by the Federal Department of Energy. And, of course, it's a greenwash. Or there's a draft environmental impact statement right now. That's the one that shows that 166 tons of particulate matter, not counting nanos, would be emitted. 166 tons of particulate matter a year would be emitted by the Pioneer Square incinerator, effectively blanketing the Pioneer Square neighborhood in lethal pollution. That same environmental assessment shows that the Pioneer Square incinerator, if it's allowed to be built and operated, would emit 207,000 tons a year of CO2. What chance do we have with climate change when we are on the verge of approving or considering approving a stationary source that puts out more than 200,000 tons a year of CO2? That's enormous. And so we are committed to stopping that.
And as well, I believe your website, marketair.org, has a stat for the Seattle Steam facility near the Pike Place Market that it consumes 250 tons a day of wood.
That's right. We have two websites. Ours is nobiomassburn.org, and we are working closely with the residents of the Pike Place Market neighborhood, who have formed a group called Market Air Quality, and you can get on their website at marketairquality.org. And that's true. The Seattle Steam website openly admits that they burn 250 tons of so-called waste wood every day. They truck it in at night, and they burn it 24/7.
Oh, that just seems like a phenomenal amount. But you know,
they're doing it because they can get it at lower cost than burning their former fuel, natural gas. They're also doing it to make a lot of money. They admit on their website, Seattle Steam admits, that the steam heat they provide to their buildings is more expensive than electrical heat. Well, duh. I mean, they're for profit. They exist to make money for the family that owns them, whereas Seattle City Light is owned by the people. There is no profit there.
So you said that there's going to be a coming up a period where the public can will be able to address the Seattle Steam facility. Is that
It's a charade. It's a window dressing. Right now, the fix is going on right now between the engineers at Puget Sound Clean Energy and the engineers at Seattle Steam.
Clean energy or clean air?
Clean air.
Okay.
PSCAA, the permitting agency in Seattle Steam, are working together right now to make sure that Seattle Steam gets everything it wants and that no meaningful regulation will take place. And that by the time this process is over, end of summer, beginning of fall of this year, the fix will already be in. And the public then, once the deal is done, will be invited to make public comments for 30 days. And then there is an opportunity 30 days after that to bring lawsuit. Incidentally, we brought four lawsuits, fighting three of them right now, biomass incinerators around the state. But it's important to understand that it's a charade that the public has meaningful participation. The public does not have meaningful participation unless we take them by the collar and shake them real hard and make them reflect the public. Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, sister agency, the Olympic Region Clean Air Agency, has been the site of numerous street protests that we have organized with our sister groups around the state. As one form of the extreme political pressure we try to bring. And we succeeded. Earlier this year, we've had two great successes. In Mason County, we stopped a giant 65-megawatt biomass incinerator by a transnational company called Adage. We drove them out of the state and out of the country with our political pressure. We also stopped Evergreen State College's biomass incinerator. That was announced on April 1st with pressure there, outside the box pressure. And we got the Thurston County commissioners to approve a 12-month moratorium on all biomass incinerators in Thurston County. And so we applaud the forward-thinking Thurston County commissioners for that. But we have success in stopping the biomass incinerators that are fully supported by Peter Goldmark and Chris Gregoire and the state apparatus wrongheadedly and dangerously are pushing biomass. And, you know, they have, with their biomass policies, especially Peter Goldmark, of Chief of DNR, Commissioner of Public Lands, Goldmark, with his biomass policies, has declared war on our forests, our climate, and our lives. It's unconscionable what he and the rest of the state apparatus are doing to promote biomass. We've beaten already one state proposal in biomass at Evergreen, and we are currently organizing against and suing to stop a state pilot project biomass incinerator in Port Angeles by Nippon Industries. So we not only are taking on industry here, we're taking on government. Government, the state of Washington, for 150 years has been dominated by the logging industry. It's no different. At one point in this past legislative session, Mike, just concluded in 2011, there were 16 different pro-biomass bills on the table, not counting companion bills in House and Senate. So that shows you the 150-year stranglehold the timber industry has had on Washington legislature continues to this day. Peter Goldmark and DNR are acting as shills for the logging industry.
All right, I want to get to a comment made by one of your critics. If one Googles your name, the first thing that comes up, the top item, is from the Washington Policy Center, whose moniker is Improving Lives Through Market Solutions, and they gave you, or they claim, that you should get an award for the most science-free editorial of the year based on an editorial you had done earlier this year in the Seattle Times. Can you address that?
Yeah, I welcome the criticism because that means we're succeeding. We've got their attention. In February of this year, 2011, the Seattle Times ran my op-ed accusing Peter Goldmark of waging biomass war against our forests, our climate, and our lives. And I've documented a lot of the science behind that today. I referenced the Manomet study, M-A-N-O-M-E-T. Our colleagues in Massachusetts exerted such extreme political pressure there over the last 2 years that last year in 2010, the state government of Massachusetts commissioned a study to look at biomass incineration emissions compared to fossil fuels, specifically coal. And guess what? Manomet came back in June of 2010, just a year ago, and made headlines around the world showing that, in fact, biomass combustion is worse than coal combustion for releasing greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide. And I referenced the Manomet study. That's exactly what the Manomet study does. I urge you to Google Manomet study and look it up for yourself. Further, the Manomet study, as radical as it seemed to many people that burning wood is dirtier than burning coal, the Manomet study didn't go far enough. Our colleague in Boston, Dr. Mary Booth, Ph.D., did an analysis, a professional Ph.D. analysis of the Manomet study, and concluded that their numbers were too favorable to the biomass incineration industry. And so the Manomet study didn't go far enough. We welcome the Manomet study because it made headlines, made people aware of the shocking truth, that is, biomass incineration is dirtier than coal combustion. And the Manomet study proves that.
Only a couple minutes left. So have you sought alliance with some of the more traditional local environmental organizations? Have they been receptive to this?
We have. It's been a steep learning curve for many of them, but the Washington Environmental Council, WEC, one of our lawyers that is working closely with us is on the board of WEC. So WEC hasn't developed an anti-biomass policy yet, but we're working on that. Notably, the Sierra Club has become a great supporter of ours in the state. A key co-appellant in our Port Angeles lawsuit to stop the state pilot project there is the Sierra Club, North Olympic Group. And the state Sierra Club, state of Washington Sierra Club, supported our campaign to get the Thurston County biomass incineration moratorium. So the mainstream environmental groups are very much coming on board. They have a steep learning curve just like everyone else. When they look at the science, the documents that biomass incineration is dirtier than coal combustion, they start moving to support us.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're just about out of time. How can people find out more information about this issue?
NoBiomassBurn.org, MarketAirQuality.org. You can send me an email directly from NoBiomassBurn.org website. I'd like to hear from you.
All right. Well, with that, we are unfortunately out of time. I want to thank you very much for coming in and spending time with us this morning.
Thanks, Mike.